Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. You can never be too rich or too thin. All right, so I failed at
everything.
Total failure. And who said that? That's the trivia question. It's been repeated by lots of people, including Babe Paley, but I don't think she said it first.
Wasn't it the Brown Table woman, or was it Coco Chanel?
People say it was Coco Chanel. I'm going to go with Diana Vreeland, but I could be wrong. Yeah. Anyway, you can never be too rich or too thin or too knowledgeable about selling on eBay. You can tell Betsy wrote this.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Here now with her tips for selling success is...
His tips, sorry.
Sorry, Jackson. I just changed your gender on the radio. I hope you'll forgive me. Jackson Bear, he's known on eBay as Name Brand Thrift Store. Jackson, what got you, a He-Man, into thrifting and selling?
Hey, guys. Well, thanks for having me. Yeah, He-Man. I like that. I don't think I've heard that before. I'd say I got into thrifting. I started trading, actually. And, you know, I was kind of inspired by some, you know, the TV shows where people traded, and I thought, hey, I can do that. And so started trading, and that eventually evolved into buying and selling and opening an online thrift store.
So your name is Name Brand Thrift Store.
Correct.
So is everything a name brand?
Yeah, I believe so. I know that's probably a bit subjective, but I pretty much only buy name brand clothing and just a few other items besides that, but for the most part, name brand clothing.
Where do you keep your inventory?
We've actually converted a garage into a storage place. We call it our store, but it's not open to the public to come look through, but we've got racks and hangers, and we've built a whole big thing there to store everything.
I'm looking at your listings now. It's a lot, mostly apparel, correct?
Correct. Mostly apparel, men, women, and kids. And, yeah, pretty much.
And it is mostly brand name. I can see these different brand names. That's pretty cool.
Yes, mostly brand name. About approximately 80% used, 20% are new items.
Yep. I can see that because if you're selling generic items, sometimes they're hard to sell. Do you have any help, or do you do this alone?
I do have some help. My dad likes to go shopping with me, and we enjoy that time hanging out together. And he helps find things with me, and then my wife also does as well. And she's real good at helping me find things and get everything ready to take the pictures and put everything up. And actually, we have four kids as well, and so a lot of times on the weekend, you know, part of our family time together is we'll go thrifting either at a thrift shop or a yard sale, and our kids have become pretty good pickers as well.
How old are they?
The youngest is 5 and the oldest is 10, so they're all little, all in elementary school.
Well, you're teaching them to be entrepreneurs.
We are, and they make a little money, and sometimes when they have their own money, they have the option to buy it themselves, and, you know, daddy will put it up for them, and then whatever it sells for, they get to keep all the profit, so they like that.
What about shipping? Give us your best advice on shipping.
You know, my best advice in shipping came from an almost mistake I had a little over a year ago when I got started. I sold a North Face jacket, and the envelope I put it in wasn't strong enough to hold, and when it arrived, the bag was torn. Thankfully, the jacket wasn't messed up, and the buyer was nice enough to tell me, you know, hey, I just wanted to let you know the bag was ripped. You know, otherwise I would have had no idea. So now I always double bag everything, no matter what, even if it's not a heavy item and it doesn't need it. I do it just for appearances. That way, if if it gets dropped or accidentally torn on its route, that it'll arrive safe and sound.
So I'm looking at a Nike hoodie jacket, women's lightweight play hard special edition, rare fall. So how would you pack that? How would you pack that?
Okay, so I've got, I bought a huge lot of these thank you bags, like you might see at a store or something. They just say thank you on it, kind of like a grocery store bag. And so I will wrap it up in that and fold it over nice, so it's kind of got, protection on both sides. And then I just put something like that. It can go first class, so it'll go in a poly mailer. And for women's and girls' clothing, I actually have pink poly mailers. And for, you know, men's, I have gray ones. And so I'll put it in that, and then I'll actually put a piece of packing tape on the back just to make sure it doesn't come open on the self-adhesive on the back.
Yeah, because that can happen. That's really annoying when that happens. What,
right.
You've got a lot of items up. Everyone knows it's no secret that I hate listing. Do you have any tips or secrets for getting things listed quickly and accurately?
Yes. For me, when I finally started listing the same types of items at the same time, I found out that I was able to get up a lot more each day. So, for instance, I will put up pants at the same time because I can copy and paste most of the listing and then just change the details and the measurements. So, you know, for instance, today I'm going to be putting up shirts. And so I'll be taking the pictures of the shirts and taking the exact measurements, writing them down. And so then I go sit in my chair. I look at the item. I list it. I've already got all my measurements and all my pictures and everything. And so if I'm putting up the same types of items, I'm able to get things up a lot quicker.
So do you plan those the day in advance?
Sometimes. I'm a night owl, so a lot of times I'll actually take my pictures at night, and then, you know, during the day, the next day, I'll put them up. Tuesdays are normally my shopping day, and so today I actually went shopping, so I'm going to be taking pictures after I get off the call with you guys, and then I'll be putting stuff up this evening. But yeah, I've got a stack of items that are next to go up.
Griff, I have found, and Jackson, I've found that if I... You know, I have tons of stuff to list on eBay right now. I have tons of it. But if I go out and I thrift a little bit and I find something that I think is going to sell quickly, those stay right where they are, and I'll put something up that I just got new. Do you find that you do that, Jackson?
I do. Yeah, I do the same thing, especially if I find things that are new with tags. I really like to get those up as quick as possible, particularly this time of year when people are looking for Christmas gifts. A lot of times, you know, someone may not want to buy something used as a Christmas gift while they don't mind buying it for themselves. So the more items I can get that are new with tags up, I'll get those up as quick as possible.
That's important, I think. Do you plan for the holiday season with your inventory?
The best I can. In the summertime, you know, I'm in Georgia, so in the summertime, people aren't buying jackets, hoodies, fleeces, and ski pants. So I just stocked up, and I had a massive corner of my store just full of jackets, hoodies, ski pants waiting to be put up. So, you know, I've been putting those up, and now I'm buying, you know, I'm still buying those things, but I'm also buying fitness clothes, shorts, tanks, things like that, for the spring and the summer, and I'm stashing those away now. So, you know, I try to buy in advance the best I can, and then that way, you know, right now most people are buying things for fall and winter, so I'm trying to put those types of clothing up.
Don't forget that here in Southern California, people forget us down here.
Yes.
I know.
We
don't. I shouldn't either. I spent time in California, too.
Yeah, we walk into Macy's or Nordy's right now and see coats with fur collars, and I just go nuts. I said, What is this? I'm wearing sandals, you know, and I'm walking in. True that we do go skiing and we have mountains here, but basically when we're shopping for clothes, they don't have fur collars.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, you're not looking for a winter jacket or ski pants for the most part. And, yeah, I do keep shorts and shirts and fitness wear up because, you know, people buy from all over the world, and people vacation to warm places in the winter or to, you know, cold places in the summer, so... You know, I try to keep a diverse inventory up, but still geared towards the season for the majority of people as well.
What excites Jackson the most? What items get you most excited about buying and selling?
Dollar bills.
Dollar bills. you know what? It's sporting items. So, you know, jerseys of different sports teams. I think because, number one, I know they're going to sell. But number two, I know how it is to be a fan of a team in a different state. So I spent years on the West Coast where I missed all my Braves and Falcons and Georgia Tech gear. And now that I'm back in Georgia, I miss my Oregon State and Portland Trailblazer stuff. And you just can't find it. You have to go online for it. And so, you know, I love finding stuff like that because I know that it's going to make someone else happy. It's going to sell. And I've actually got some, you know, pretty cool stories from people messaging me that were just really thankful to, you know, to be able to find whatever that item was, a Rutgers football jersey particularly. And the guy found the jersey, and he goes, man, this was my brother's jersey. My brother had passed, and this means a lot to me. This was his number when he played for Rutgers. So things like that are pretty cool.
And you're a sports guy.
I am a sports guy, yeah. My family and I, we like to watch and play all kinds of sports.
What gets you most excited, Griff?
Customers email me or leaving feedback saying how happy they are with the things they bought.
Mm.
I still think that's, for me, the best thing about selling. That's just my thing.
But items, when you, I agree with you, what you just said, but items that you find to sell, what gets you most excited?
Items that, if they were my size, I would have kept them. But they're not, so those are the things that get me really, yeah, I like those things.
Okay.
I see those occasionally, and I think, I got to sell it because it's not my size, but boy, I'd keep this if I had to.
Well, Jackson is certainly a great seller.
Yeah,
1,846 feedback, 100% positive feedback. This particular jacket I was looking at is top rated plus.
You're going to get a discount.
Yep.
Jackson, good luck for the holiday season. Keep up the sourcing. It sounds like you have a little army there of entrepreneurs working with you, and that's always helpful. If they ever want to, shop them out, I'm happy to hire them for a week. I wish I had an army. You know, I should have got married and had kids. That would have solved that problem. But it would have been a host of other problems, I'm sure.
So I like your extra 10% off when you buy three or more.
Yeah, that's the promotion.
That's cool. Great.
Jackson, thank you so much. This segment was sponsored by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Up next, we'll go back to your calls. So get ready. Start dialing 888-723-4630. This is eBay Radio.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
As an eBay seller, responding to your customers' messages is crucial to your success. But as your business grows, you find you're spending more and more time sifting through those emails each day. Introducing Reply Manager. They streamline the process of replying to buyers through eBay's My Messages. Reply Manager is the only tool that offers category tags and standard replies for the resolution center. Plus, email threads along with internal notes and reminders keep the conversation intact. And you can take action on multiple emails from multiple selling channels all at once. You set the criteria to automatically sort messages, set autoresponders, and generate detailed reports. And Reply Manager won't leave you hanging. They're always available during business hours with after-hours support for emergencies as well. Visit ReplyManager.com for a free trial. No risk, no credit card. ReplyManager.com.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.